At age 9, I remember the telephone ringing during dinner. We were all in the little kitchenette of our home when news arrived that our uncle had been rushed to hospital after suffering a major heart attack while at the theater. The call set off a frenzy of activity and caused my parents great distress. This was the first time the threat of death intruded into my childhood, and the fear of it sent me upstairs to my room to quietly pray he would survive. In 2011, as rabbi of a small community in Hertfordshire, one afternoon the phone rang. The male caller sounded anguished. He apologized but needed to speak with the rabbi urgently. His mother-in-law was dying. That long-forgotten childhood fear instantly pierced my heart, and though in seminary we trained for this inevitability, I felt unprepared. Curbing a sense of panic, I asked the caller for details, his mother-in-law's name, the address, and how imminent the situation was, promising to ring him back shortly. Immediately, I called a mentor, who rehearsed the rituals with me and then added, "Stay calm and trust your better instincts." At the residence, the son-in-law explained that the lady, nearly 90, had decided to stop eating a few days earlier and was slowly but peacefully slipping into unconsciousness. The end-of-life ritual in Judaism is probably similar to other religions, a brief confessional prayer and a few minutes of chanting. But I sensed more was needed, and though we'd never met, instinctively I took this sweet lady's hand and began singing sacred melodies that she would know well. After about 20 minutes, when all seemed tearful but calm, I discreetly left. Sadly, a few days later, the family asked if I would conduct the funeral. Since then, there have been more than 100 phone calls, each requiring its own unique response. We face many fears in life, the fear of death perhaps the hardest. But that first occasion helped me realize that beneath our deepest fears is a well of hope and courage, which we can all access when listening quietly to our higher instincts.